Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Hope for Med podcast. I'm your host, Dr. JB. You know, as much as I've tried, and truth be told, I've really tried, I just can't jump onto this resiliency bandwagon. Resiliency kind of is the word of the year, along with coronavirus. But do you know the definition of the word resilience? Have you ever looked it up? According to the Oxford Dictionary, and I quote, resilience is the capacity to recover quickly from difficulties, toughness, the ability of a substance or object to spring back to its shape, elasticity, end quote. I guess it's kind of like a spring. Springs can withstand a tremendous amount of insult. Have you ever tried it? Try this with me. Get a spring. We're going to place it in the palm of our hand and form as tight of a fist as you can possibly muster and hold it for as long as you possibly can. Then unclench your fist. What happened to that spring? I bet you it sprung right back to its original shape. What a resilient spring. How about if we try this? Take that same spring and bend it backwards. Let it go. What happened? It springs right back to its original shape. Let's bounce it up and down, round and round, and it springs right back. Now, let's stretch it. Really stretch it until it's almost a straight line. The first time you do it, well, it might spring right back to its original shape. But watch. The longer that spring gets stretched, it will become disfigured. You'll barely recognize it as your old spring. So, what's the solution? Got it. Let's make it more elastic. Like a rubber band. Sorry to break it to you guys, but even rubber bands get deformed, and depending on the level of stress it's under, it might even break. Honestly, I don't even know why we use the term resilient. Say what you mean. Be a spring. Be a rubber band. Stretch. Push beyond your limits and keep going. What? You have more in you? Of course, keep going. Stretching. Now, hold it. Don't let go. What? You're getting tired. Please. Here's a little more tension. What? You broke? Oh well. Where's the next rubber band? I use this analogy not to be callous. I mean, that's literally the definition of resiliency. For me, the substance I would like to be is gold. You see, even gold gets deformed under pressure. It melts. But in that melting, gold becomes purer. And its options to rejuvenate into something else are limitless. It could turn into a pure form of itself or anything else, limited only by one's imagination. So why do you think resiliency is not gold? Well, gold resists. Gold pushes back. There is only so much you can push gold until you meet resistance. It can't be bent, bounced, or stretched, at least not in its solid form. So you pressurize it, and at the right degree of 1,947 degrees Fahrenheit, it begins to melt. That's a lot of heat. But you know, gold doesn't break or get destroyed or thrown out with the trash. It simply transforms into something better. So, I have a question for you. Are you gold or a rubber band? Maybe more appropriate words to describe the qualities needed to face the challenges of a career in healthcare are words like grit, tenacity, perseverance. Now, grit, that's not as sexy as the word resilience or resiliency. But isn't that what we're really getting at? You need courage and resolve, strength of character, determination, persistence. Life in medicine is not easy. It can be physically, emotionally, and even mentally exhausting. As healthcare professionals, not only do we deal with the patients and their baggage, but think about this. We have to deal with the patient's family members. And of course, administrators and governing bodies. And we can't forget our personal lives and experiences. However, listen very carefully. It's not about being resilient. You are plenty resilient. But we are running on empty. We are expected to keep giving and giving when we're barely getting by on fumes. Where's the source of our rejuvenation? Where do we get the gas to fill up our tanks to allow us to keep moving? What happens when a car runs out of gas? Even Teslas need a source of rejuvenation. They need a way to charge their battery. For some of us who are in tune with our cars, we can sense when the car starts to spatter. Sometimes the car won't stay on if it started remotely. Sometimes there are slight delays with uptake and speeds. However, sometimes we don't even realize there's anything wrong with the car until it just stops moving. When you're driving a car and the car runs out of gas or charge and can't move one inch, is that because there's something inherently wrong with the car? Everything in life needs a source for rejuvenation. Future healthcare professionals need to make the decision to embark upon this career path with eyes wide open. The Hope From It podcast paint pictures of the reality of working in healthcare. Why should we sugarcoat it? But the gift this provides you is an opportunity to better understand what it is that you are signing up for, along with all the opportunities that entails to affect change. And because Hope for Med was created by healthcare professionals with experience working at the bedside, the solutions provided by Hope for Med are applicable to those of us working at the bedside. However, the clock is ticking. Continuing to work on empty is not sustainable. We are seeing cars of all shapes, sizes, and makes stalling on the healthcare highway. May Hope for Med serve as your source for tank replenishment.